Listening to episode number 1903 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 8th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello.
It's time for some random facts.
Cool.
You're not going to sing?
Oh, random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
I
figured I irritated you.
No. It's part of the. We don't have a budget for production.
So okay, then I'll just keep doing
we
it.
We can't get the jingle singers to sing for us. So you're our jingle singer. The 1956 Summer Olympics were held in Melbourne, Australia and Stockholm, Sweden. How is this possible? Stockholm was chosen to hold the equestrian events because horses couldn't be brought into Australia under quarantine regulations. Michael Jackson's song Thriller was originally called Starlight, and the hook went, "Give me some starlight, starlight sun."
What?
That's not as fun.
Who? Where?
I know,
why?
Right? This is like, that's kind of stupid, right?
Give me some starlight sun.
Yeah, now we're going to get hot for that. Flamin' Hot Cheetos were invented by a janitor named, Richard Montanez at Frito-Lay's Rancho Cucamonga, California plant. And since then, he's worked his way up to running PepsiCo's Multicultural Sales and Community Promotions Division. Wow.
Wow.
From janitor to CEO. And
I wonder how he figured him out.
I don't know. Jackie Chan, classically trained opera singer.
No
and
way.
And wait, he's released more than 20 albums.
What? Did not know.
And Paula Abdul's debut album, Forever Your Girl, had the longest time between its debut and hitting number one on the Billboard charts. Released in June of 1988, hit number one 64 weeks later in October.
Wow.
Of 1989.
That's
She's
weird.
A cold-hearted snake. No. He's a cold-hearted snake.
Yes.
Yeah. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, Aaron Rodgers made a surprise announcement during this Saturday night's NFL honors.
Yeah.
He's engaged.
Yeah. What's that all about?
Well,
broke up with Danica Patrick like about 2 weeks ago? I mean, it's been longer than that. But.
Well, not that long.
It hasn't been very long.
It has not been long.
Sure. No.
So the news comes days after it was reported that Aaron and actress Shailene Woodley, they are enjoying a long-distance relationship. So
yeah, but they just started seeing each other, I think.
Well.
I seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So sprinkled in between thank yous to his teammates and coaches for being named the NFL MVP for 2020.
Yeah.
Aaron revealed he popped the question, but did not mention Shailene by name.
So,
none of us are going to know.
Engaged, but, okay, all right.
So, Aaron went on to shout out the great group of people that support him off the field, which included my fiance.
But he didn't mention her by name.
But not by name.
That's just his fiance.
That's a pretty good name.
That was quick. You know, he dated Olivia Munn for how many years?
Right.
You know, and then kicked her to the curb.
Danica Patrick was for a long time.
Yeah, a year and a half or so.
And now, this is months later.
This is just weeks after we heard that he and Shailene Woodley were together. And she's like, I don't know. She's not very old. I mean, is she in her 20s, I think?
Yeah. Who?
Shailene Woodley. I think she's in her 20s. I'm going to look that up. Continue.
Well, as for what we know about Aaron and Shailene's romance, a source described it as private and low-key.
Well, of course it's private and low-key. She's 29. I just looked that up.
So I guess they continue to talk and see each other when they can, but they're both focused on their careers, but they also make time for each other.
He's 37. I just looked that up. So he's 8 years old.
That's not bad.
That's not Kate Beckinsale bad.
No. Or now see Olivia Wilde's in that category, too.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde's in the category. Yeah. And, You know, or, God, who was that I was thinking of that was like double the age of the woman? I can't remember.
See, 8 years is not bad at all.
8 years is not bad. Yeah.
That's
so is she doing anything recently? Nobody's doing anything recently.
I don't know what she's done.
Nobody's done. She was in the Divergent movies. That was her big.
Oh, I didn't care enough to look it up to see what exactly she had done.
She was on Big Little Lies, too, on HBO. So, yeah. So there
she wasn't the main character, so I don't know. Well, whatever.
Well, she was the main character in Divergent.
I don't give a crap. That's why I did it in the Who Cares News.
Fine. Be that way.
See?
All right. Well, there you go. Aaron Rodgers engaged for today.
For today. So Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, they delivered on their Uber Eats commercial. I'm sorry, their Uber Eats Super Bowl commercial.
They delivered on their Uber Eats commercial. I like that. They delivered. Get it? Uber Eats delivered. I think that was a happy accident. Anyway, continue.
It was a happy accident. But in addition to the commercial with Cardi B, in which they played their Wayne's World
characters.
Yeah,
what was that all about? That Cardi B show.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Cardi B wasn't even born when Wayne's World came out. The movie.
That's true. I think they
could. Or the TV show.
I think it could have just been the two of them. I would have preferred
that
better.
Yeah, you know what? They got to pick on somebody. They always do. You know. anyway. So,
anyway.
Yes, the spot yesterday. Yes, I've seen it this morning. Yeah.
They also, and I think it was okay.
It's all right. It was Wayne's World. It was nostalgic.
I think Cardi B took time away from them.
How much time can you take away in a 30-second commercial? It's like,
enough. In addition to the commercial with Cardi B, they also cut a 2.5-hour YouTube video in character.
Wait, 2.5 hours?
Yes.
That's like a movie.
They could have done a movie.
Oh, my God.
But instead,
oh, no.
They think the over 89,000 Uber Eats location in the U.S.
Oh, that's hilarious.
With various other celebs showing up in the movie.
Yeah.
So, but see, fortunately or unfortunately, this may be as close as we can get to the Wayne's World 3.
Oh,
or
God.
Wayne's World 2, I guess it is. See, it's 3. It's 3.
No, it's 3. So
yeah,
there's the Wayne's World 2. Nobody saw it, but there was a Wayne's World 2. Okay. So
maybe it was Vince Lombardi.
I heard Alice Cooper came by and for this 2.5-hour movie and others.
Maybe.
But I've not heard nothing about Halle Berry show.
Nope.
Now, the boys would have enjoyed Halle Berry being in their spot. Because you know what? Swing! Oh, that's right.
They didn't do a swing.
They didn't do a swing. I think that's against the Me Too thing.
Yeah.
I guess you can't do swing. I guess you can't do that.
No. Nope, because that would be...
That would be something that I would do. Anyway. That I would do.
See, sometimes it's like, be careful what you wish for.
I know, right?
It's like, oh, man.
2.5 hours, though, of thanking 89,000 Uber Eats locations.
Maybe I'll tune in for a little bit of it and see what's up.
Boring as dirt. Kind of like the game yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty much the dirt.
It was the honor. Oh, it was the honor for the ages.
Well, now you're making...
See what I did there? See what I did there? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.